Good morning, guys. This is Stephanie Oki here again. Yesterday, I'm still sick. I'm sick again. I don't know why I'm falling sick a lot these days. I have a cold, or is it? Well, to be honest, this to me is more than a cold. It's like flu. I've had a fever in the last couple of days. I've had a really bad runny nose. I've had just everything, chills and everything, and I've just been so tired and so weak. To be honest with you, I think all the stress I'm going through in my personal life is kind of making my immune system a little funny, because I'm just like, there was a time in my life when I'd go a year, 2 years without even a cold, and now I'm like falling sick every time. The only problems I used to have before was issues with like my menses and stuff like that, nothing else. But anyways, guys, what I just wanted to say was, sorry I couldn't put up a podcast yesterday. I was not feeling very well, and now this morning, it is Sunday morning, and I'm feeling slightly better. So today what I want to talk about is accepting or rejecting, of course, labels. Yes, labels. Do you know when people say things like, oh, you're so touchy, or oh, you're easily angered, or oh, you're hot-tempered, or oh, I know you, you're not like that, or oh, I know you, you are like that, I know you're this kind of person, I know, you know, or things, or even things like, you've changed. What made you change? Now, the question for me now is, what gives people the right to think that they can actually be the ones to label you and place and define you and use adjectives for you? Like, what gives people that right? I believe that the way I interact with people are very different, and it's usually based on different circumstances, based on one, the way you interact with me, two, the environment in which we meet and interact in, and, you know, three, how I'm feeling at that point in time. You know, I could be sick and just quiet, and you can meet me on a quiet day and think I'm so quiet. Actually, there are people who think I am very quiet and very gentle. It depends on the energy you give to. So why do people feel like they can just define who you are? Like, and then, you know, you go for things like, I've heard in some interviews where they ask you, how do people describe you? Well, how do I start answering that question? Because really, people describe me as many different things. I have people who think I'm talkative. I have people who think I'm quiet. And I have people who, I mean, people really do think of me in different ways. And it just depends on what I give to them. I don't know about you, but for me, I'm different in different circumstances. I am very different. I have the times when I talk. I have the times when I'm quiet. I have the times when I'm serious. I say this all the time. I have like a serious side to me, a serious side that is so like geeky. And I also have a very playful side to me. I choose what I show. I don't even choose. I just show what I show based on my environment, based on the people around me, based on, it's just normal. It's like you're Christian. In front of your pastor, I bet you're different from when you are like in front of some of your friends. Have you ever heard of when people say, you know, a lady in the streets and they in bed? That's because a woman or anybody can be anything. You can be like calm and quiet in the streets, and then when you're inside your room doing your different thing there, you're a different person. What I'm just trying to say is, you're a different person in different circumstances, and people love to label. Okay, now, why do people love to label? People like to project. People love to project. If, say, for example, one of my biggest fears is being aggressive, I will find myself constantly aware of aggressive people and constantly trying to label every other person as aggressive. It's a projection thing. It's like, it's your fear. It's who you probably are, and you don't like it. And so you're trying to label other people as it. In a way, I don't know, but I think that's what happens, in to somewhat
deem your own, like, I don't know how to put it. It's like when you say another person is aggressive, then because you are the one who's doing the labeling, you then are not seen as aggressive. I think that's how it works in these people's minds. And so they end up labeling people. I have been labeled so many things. And you know, when you're younger and when your mind is not stronger, because I trust me when I tell you that strongness of the mind, strength rather, not strongness, strength of the mind comes with age. That's what I believe. I know that there are exceptions. Trust me, I know that there's some people who have a very strong mind, even from a very, very tender age. And that's good for them. But I feel like for the majority of people, strength of the mind does come with age. Like, or maybe, no, actually, maybe I may be wrong there. But anyway, for me personally, let's speak for myself. As I grew older, I got a stronger mind. When I was much younger, when I was a teenager, you could tell me anything about me and I would believe it. And I would go and take that and stick it in my head and believe that that's who I am. You could literally like label me this and I would believe it. You could tell me I'm not smart and I would just believe it and just think, well, nah, I'm not a smart person. And then when I'm talking to someone else, I'd be like, I'm not smart, oh, I'm not smart. But you see, that's because people want to just label you and affix what they choose or what they believe or what they want you to be on you. As I started to grow older, I started to realize that these labels I accepted before are actually not who I am. They're not. And as my mind got stronger, I started to see more and more. Say, like, let me give you little examples. I would be labeled lazy. I have been labeled lazy in my life before. Do you guys know? If you see me today, I'm like a machine. And I'm like, but people called me lazy at some point. Not people, a couple of people. So let me be frank. And guess what? These labels come from family and close friends. Family and close friends. You really need to be aware of it. Family will tell you who you are. And you know, that's just, I don't know why they even do that. Like, why do you, if you want to, if you're a family member and you want to tell me who I am, why don't you even project or tell me something good so that I can feel better? To be honest with you, one person in my family who never ever did any form of labeling towards me was my dad. My dad's labels were always good. It was always, oh, you're so smart. I trust you. You're going to do this. I have an exam. I'm so scared. He's like, what? Why are you scared? Have you forgotten whose daughter you are? You're so smart. Don't you know that? Look at what? In fact, I'm not even worried. And you know what? When he tells me he's not worried. And I think my dad is not worried. I need to do well in this exam. You know, but it gives me some confidence to know that, okay, I need to just read and I'll probably do well because I'm smart. But then when you go and somebody's telling you you're not smart, you actually lose any form of morale to even study because you feel like even if you study, you're not smart, so you're not going to pass. That's just how it is. Anyway, so they would label you. They labeled me lazy at some point in my life. They labeled me lazy. It was a word that was called to me a lot. You're lazy, lazy girl, lazy, lazy. And guess why I was lazy? I was lazy because I didn't want to do certain chores that other members of my family, for example, were not doing. I was given chores, and you know, this sounds like I'm calling out my family, but I am, to be honest with you. You know, I'm an only daughter. And so sometimes I would get chores that my brothers would not. And why am I getting chores that my brothers are not getting? Like, why can't we all wash plates? Why can't we all, you know, why can't we all? And that's how I felt at some point. Like, why am I always washing plates? I'm tired of washing plates. Give me something else to do. Rotate the chores. But the chores were not being rotated. It was my job and my job alone to wash the plates. I mean, I don't know, but I know our parents didn't know better at the time, but I know better now. And if I have more than one child, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not just going to assign one task to one child, you know, and albeit the most difficult task, because what were the other tasks? At the time, it was just to fill up bottles with water, because that's what we used to do back in Nigeria at the time. We would fill, we had like a filter for water, and we would just fill up the bottles and put in the fridge so it's cold. And I mean, if you had like 20 bottles in the fridge, that would go for a few days or a couple of days. So, you know, whoever had that task of filling up bottles with water, that was a very easy task. Whereas I would have to wash plates morning, afternoon, evening, morning, afternoon, evening, morning, afternoon, evening, every day. Sometimes I'm done washing plates and then they throw another plate for me to wash. Anyway, look at me lamenting about my childhood chores. What I'm trying to say is I was labeled as lazy and I didn't like it, you know. And then at some point I was labeled as, you know, well, I'm so lazy, I probably can't cook, you know, am I going to be able to get my own family if I can't cook and things like that. And you know what, cooking is a survival skill. Cooking is something that everybody should know how to do. Cooking is something that, quite frankly, I wasn't taught by anyone. I learned how to cook by myself. I learned it because, I mean, at some point, I was thrown off to England at the age of 16 to go to school there, and I had to cook for myself. And so somehow I started to learn to cook. You know, I started to learn to, you know, do things. And now I think I even cook really well. I even bake. I even do different things. I do different delicacies sometimes. And I'm just surprised at the things I know how to do. Because these are things that can be taught. These are things that, you know, it doesn't even require a label. I remember someone once telling me, and this time, by this time I was already in my late 20s. And the person said to me, "You don't know how to cook jollof rice. Just know that you can never get married." And this is, by the way, a friend of mine. "Just know that you can never get married unless you learn how to cook jollof rice." Like, what? What? Why do people just say certain things? And guess what? Until today, I can still tell you guys that jollof rice is not my strength. I can cook it. Sometimes it comes out good. Sometimes it comes out bad. It's just still not my strength. It's not the kind of... jollof rice is not that thing that I will tell you every time I cook it is perfect. No, I'm not going to lie to you. There are times when I cook it, it's perfect. Sometimes it depends on my mood too. I think this period of my life now, because of the amount of stress I'm going through, whenever I cook jollof rice, it's just nonsense. And I've just said to myself, I'll just wait till I'm in a better mood to cook jollof rice. And yeah, so like they label you and call you all these things. So some of the people who called me lazy, when I look at them today and I look at myself and I'm like, am I really lazy? Am I really lazy? My ex-husband called me lazy too. He called me lazy. And at the time, oh guys, I don't want to, you know, I've always said to myself that I don't want to talk about him because I don't want to make him relevant in my life or anything I'm doing. So I'm not going to go on with that. But just know that I was called lazy by him, you know. And now I find myself like a machine. I'm doing everything. I do everything by myself. I see the things that other women who are not even in my situation, women who are like, you know, who literally have help, I see the things they complain about, and these are things I do daily. I wake up, I start my day as early as 6. I don't go to bed until like 9, 10, and I can bet you in the whole day, the only time, especially on weekdays, the only times I sit down are the times when I'm working. Like work. When I'm not working, I don't even get time to sit down. Like, I'm just, maybe I'm even stressed and I'm doing too much. I don't even know why I'm going into all of this, but what I'm trying to say is somehow I do so much. And I think the reason I even do so much is because I was labeled lazy and just hated that label so much that it had always been a part of me to prove that I am not lazy. And so now I don't rest, you know. Being labeled lazy, especially when you're doing everything, is one painful thing. Like, it's like you do everything while, you know, the other person does nothing, and then they call you lazy. To me, that's projecting. It's because you know within your heart that you are a lazy person, and then you decide that you want to project it onto me, who does all the chores, and you call me lazy. People project their insecurities onto others. People do that. Besides lazy, I've also gotten certain tags, even useless. Some people will just call you useless. Some people will say things like, "This one, she will amount to nothing in life." But man, let me tell you, it is my duty now that I'm an older person, that I'm stronger in my mind, to reject whatever you say. And there's also something that has played in my mind over time, especially in the Nigerian society. You find that people place value on the type of job you do. So like, if you are like a customer service agent, you are seen as less than somebody who works in an oil and gas industry. Let me now come back and actually completely bash that today and say that if you do any job at all, even if you're a cleaner, I need you to find dignity in what you do as long as you're not stealing. I need you to know that you are somebody of importance. If you do not clean wherever it is that you clean, so many people cannot function for that day. Your job is important, no matter how little you think it is. It's not little. It is not. If it was little, they would not be looking for you to do that job. If it was little, these people who employed you would do it themselves. No job is little. People need to stop placing value on jobs that they do and thinking, oh, because you make more money. Because money at the end of the day is just that, money. It will never buy you happiness. I have seen people who are rich and extremely unhappy. And trust me when I tell you, I am Nigerian. Trust me when I tell you, I have seen people in absolute poverty who are very happy. And you know that there is a difference between poverty and absolute poverty? There is. Just Google it, you will understand. I have seen people in absolute poverty who are way happier than people who are rich. Trust me on that. And I don't want to just go on, feel like I'm hitting on different topics, but this, you know, you guys know me now, is as it flows. That's how I give it. And you know, so these labels, I would take them, I would absorb them, I would believe that that's who I am, I would amount to nothing, and this. And at some point it really affected so many things, because it now starts to affect even how you value your own job. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I started seeing my job as nothing. It has no value. But my job has value. I wake up every day because of that job. I'm not begging you for money. Because of that little job, I am not begging anybody. Because of that little job I have, I am able to eat every day. Because of that little job I have, I'm able to buy myself certain things that I would not otherwise be able to. Again, I'm not going to talk about that. But like, what I'm trying to say is, I can, you know, there's just so much that people use their mouths to destroy, and people with relatively weak minds buy into that destruction. I need you to know today that you are supposed to stay strong at heart. Like, do not accept those labels. These labels, trust me, if somebody tells you you are aggressive, wallahi. Well, that's how I just move. Trust me when I tell you that those people that say you are aggressive, they are the ones that are aggressive. Just trust me, 150%. Look properly, you will see it. If somebody tells you are lazy, look well. Just take your time and look. You'll see that those people are the ones that are lazy. If somebody says you're not intelligent, again, take your time and look. You will actually see that they're not intelligent. Because for one, intelligence cannot even really be measured by the eye. I cannot sit down and tell somebody they're intelligent. How do I know? Is it based on little things I see, or they're not intelligent? Do you understand? If anything, I should be trying to make people feel like they can do anything. I want to make people feel like superheroes. You're very intelligent, just the way my dad did with me. He would tell me I'm so smart, and then even I myself would believe I could do things I could not. Like, because of my dad, there are certain ventures I put my hand into. I felt like I can achieve this. And I tried and I did. Just because of my dad. If he were not there, I would probably think I could never do it. And I would just never try. Do you know how many people do not try to do things? Do you know how many people are limited because of the things they believe about themselves? Because they believe that they cannot. You know, when you just be... You know what? When former President Obama was saying, yes, you can. Do you realize the power in that statement?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It's not maybe we can. It's not, oh, there's a chance we can. It is yes, you can. You have to start having that mindset that there is nothing you cannot do. You can. Do not let anybody's false label make you just be limited or think, oh, I can't do this. Well, I can't do that. Nah, why can't you? The person who is doing it, do they have two heads? Do they have two heads? You have the same head that they have. You'll give it a try. If you fail the first time, fail the second time, it's okay too. Failure is actually a learning process. Failure is not failure. Failure is just, well, I tried and I learned that I don't have to do it this way. Do you understand? When you fail at something, you only learn what you should not do. That's literally what failure is. Failure, that word failure, if I become some kind of person who can remove it from the dictionary, I will. Because there's nothing like failure in my mind. Failure does not exist. It's just, this should not be done this way. I've learned that it should not be done this way. Next time I'll do it the other way. Guys, I feel like I'm now going around and around in circles. And you know that once I start doing that, that's usually my point to end the podcast. I want you guys to just take my take. What we should take away from this podcast today is, do not accept labels. Always know that when people label you, it's what they're projecting. Have you heard people when they tell you, ah, you've changed? Remember, I was going to say that one. It's like, how do you even know who I was before that you think I've changed today? Like, do you know me? Do you understand? You find people that knew me in secondary school. I passed out from secondary school in 2003. That's a whole 20 years ago, isn't it? It is, oh. Nearly 20 years, 19 years ago. And then somebody who knew me back, 19 years is already more than my lifetime at that time, because I was 16 when I passed out. So 16 years to 19 years, and you come and tell me I've changed. What do you know about me, my dear friend? What do you know? Do you understand? And out of that 16 years of my life, secondary school was 6 years. So literally you knew only 6 years out of my 30 something years, and you're coming to tell me that I've changed. Guys, don't let anybody project their own insecurities onto you. Do not believe all the labels that people give you. Just know that when they label you, it is who they are that they're trying to label you as. It's not you, it's them. It's not you, it is them. And guys, at this point, I'm going to round up this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, wherever you can, subscribe if there's a... I don't even know. You know, guys, you know me, I'm just here. I don't know. If you can subscribe, make sure to subscribe. I really do have things to talk about every week, so please subscribe. And if you enjoyed this, don't forget to share it to your friends, family, co-workers, your frenemies, anybody that you think will enjoy this podcast. And you can find my podcast on Google, Apple, Radio US, Spotify, Castbox, Spotify. Spotify is the main one, actually. Go on Spotify and just follow my channel, okay? Subscribe. And you can find my podcasts on all of these platforms. Don't forget to subscribe, and see you guys in the next one. Mwah. Have a great day. Bye.